proclamation number 6619 dated the August 12th, 1956. Justification before a court. Public testimony. Step forward, my servants, when it concerns defending me and my teaching, for you will be pushed into situations when you publicly have to acknowledge me. The circumstances surrounding the act of salvation will be more and more publicly discussed. The life of the man Jesus and his earthly fate, his humiliating end, will certainly be deemed possible, but a divine mission of this human being will never be acknowledged, and therefore the belief in him as humanity's redeemer will be rejected and ridiculed in every respect in order to establish a matter of fact and non-religious way of thinking in people. And that is the time when you shall come forward. And anyone permeated by my spirit won't be able to help himself but to take a stand on behalf of me in my name, since his inner conviction will let him speak and counteract eagerly and also try to convince his fellow human beings. Hence I prepare suitable instruments for myself, hence I convey to them the truth and with it also the power of perception, for then it will become necessary that they come forward with their knowledge in order to fight the opponents with the sword of their mouth. Wherever Jesus Christ is demeaned, wherever his mission is doubted and this doubt is openly voiced, you, my representatives on earth, shall recognize and accomplish your task. You are able to do so because you are informed of my plan of salvation, because all correlations are clear to you and because you firmly and confidently believe in him, who has delivered you from bondage. Only confident objections such as you are able to voice due to your knowledge can silence your opponents or make them think. And even if you do not succeed in convincing these opponents, you will nevertheless still gain a few people who are affected by it and start to think. Then you will have to speak boldly and without hesitation, for I will put the words into your mouth and the obvious wisdom of your words will astonish those who are not yet entirely under my adversary's control. Admittedly, your opponents will scorn and ridicule you, yet for the sake of my name you will have to accept this, as it has often been foretold that you will be judged because you are my representatives on earth. This time will come as certainly as one day will follow the other. Even if it seems to you at the moment as if the number of avowers is constantly growing, it concerns the living testimony of Jesus Christ which my adversary seeks to prevent evermore. His influence is such that people will combine everything, even religious life, with the world, that they themselves will finally turn it into something secular but rarely, if ever, establish heartfelt contact with me, depending on how much influence he is able to exert on the individual person. Only rarely can true, living Christian faith be recognized, which consists of people cultivating love between each other, of living in the spirit of my divine teaching of love, of their every thought and action being determined by love and thus also being my will. And this is why affirmation before the world becomes ever more necessary, because everyone is anxiously trying to hide their inner attitude if it is good, that is, directed towards me, whereas campaigns against me and my teachings are openly coming to the fore. People will always frankly admit their rejection of my word and myself, yet fearfully try to conceal their walking in unity with me. And fellow human beings, still being weak, are unable to get the strength they need and shall also receive by people who eagerly acknowledge me. This is why I demand that you will manifestly stand up for me and my kingdom when this declaration is demanded of you. For you will only be able to counteract and undermine my adversary's influence by publicly testifying about me. Anyone who honestly confesses me before the world will be able to do so due to his inner conviction, and he will be successful with his fellow human beings and strengthen their faith. But as soon as fearful silence is kept, those of little faith will not find the courage to admit to their faith either. The outspoken declaration, however, will release all inhibitions and take away fear, for I myself will give you strength in abundance if you openly want to bear witness to me. And then you will also confidently face those who sit in judgment over you. Admittedly, they will spit poison and bile at you, but it will hardly touch you, for then the strength of faith and the strength of the word, with which I myself will address them through you, will demonstrate themselves. They will be unable to answer and merely try to pursue you with helpless fury, but be unable to get anywhere against my might and strength. But anyone anxiously trying to hide his attitude towards me will grow increasingly weaker, for I will be unable to support him until he acknowledges me. Hence I keep admonishing you and time and again remind you of my words, whatsoever shall confess me before the world, him will I confess also before my Father who is in heaven. Remember this when the time comes that you have to make this decision, and remember that it will not be to your disadvantage, because I alone can give and take, and that you therefore shall first consider my will, my demands, before you comply with the requirements of earthly powers, if they are aimed against me and my name. Confidently bear whatever threatens you if you want to remain faithful to me, for I can and will avert everything from you if you openly acknowledge me, and then my might and glory will reveal itself. Then you will find out what the strength of faith is capable of doing. Amen.